Hi, this is Andrew Lloyd Gordon, and I just want to talk about content marketing today. And I want to give you three tips and three ideas to think about. First of all, what is content marketing? Secondly, how you produce a content strategy? And thirdly, how you actually implement content on a daily and weekly basis. So the first idea, what is content marketing? Well, content marketing is the idea that these days, your customers, your stakeholders, they use the search engines to find information when they need it. They don't appreciate, goes the theory, the idea of interruption marketing. The user, the customer, the stakeholder, they're much more in charge and they go out on the web and they find the information that they are looking for. So what we're going to do then as organizations these days is produce content that they may find as part of that research journey. Now, it may be content that's shared with them by their friends on Facebook or people they follow on Twitter. And as an organization, what you need to do is produce blog posts, put photos onto Flickr, create videos that go on YouTube, keep your Facebook fans up to date. And you produce this content in order to engage with existing and new customers, prove your credibility as an organization, that you show that you know what you're talking about, and actually sort of build up some sort of search engine traffic, because all that content brings in all that traffic to your website. So content marketing, in the end, is an incredibly valuable thing for the organization, and it builds up, if you like, a body of work. The problem is, it is a lot of effort. And for many busy, stressed people in marketing departments, they often wonder how they're going to produce this stuff. So my second tip is the idea of spending some time creating a content strategy. So what's a content strategy? What it is literally thinking about, you know, why are we doing this as an organization? Do we understand the value of content to our marketing plans and marketing efforts? What are we trying to get out of this content marketing effort? So is it about building some brand awareness? Is it about building traffic into our website? Is it about producing some sort of body of frequently asked questions and top tips and ideas that we can share with customers over the long term? Why are we doing this? Who's the audience? Who are they? What sort of questions do they have? What type of content might they find interesting and engaging, not only for themselves, but also what they'll share with their friends and followers? So what can we create that they'll find interesting? And also, how are we going to convert that traffic that we bring into our websites into leads, inquiries, and to sales? Because if we're going to produce all this content over the long term, what are we going to get out of it? And as part of your content strategy, and my third and final tip, is the idea of producing some sort of content calendar. And a content calendar, as the name implies, is the idea of just literally planning ahead as far off as you can, maybe 3-6 months out, and saying, okay, how many tweets are we going to do a day? How many times are we going to post to Facebook? How many photos are we going to produce each week? Are we going to produce one video a month or one slideshow a month? How many podcasts are we going to do? And then planning that work out for the next several months, giving yourself some targets, some numbers, something to aim at, if you like, and also sharing the load with your colleagues. So you can say to colleagues, okay, I'm going to produce these three videos. You're going to do the blog posts. You're going to do the tweets. Now, if you don't actually have that plan, what I find happens very often is people start with lots of enthusiasm. And within a few days, a few weeks, that effort has actually slowed down and stopped. And therefore, going back to the first point, you don't get all the benefits of that content marketing activity. So be clear about why you're producing content, develop your content strategy, and then organize your plans. And you as an organization will benefit from all of the tweets and Facebook posts that you're going to produce and bring those customers into your organization. And if you'd like any help, please get in touch, give me a call, and I can help you how to produce your content marketing for the future.